headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Kalani and Conrad with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, St. Luke's Anglican Church in Toowoomba has restored a century-old pipe organ after a lengthy restoration process. The 119-year-old instrument also had upgrades to its electronics and had protective felt added to more than 1,000 pipes. The instrument was pulled apart, pipe by pipe, and transported 120 kilometers to Brisbane in a disused ambulance, six pipes at a time, for repairs. The reconstruction was a community effort, with the majority of the $150,000 cost being raised from community donations.
Former Governor-General and Anglican Bishop Dr. Peter Hollingsworth passed away at the age of 91 late last night. Dr. Hollingsworth's career began as a chaplain and eventual director of social policy and research during the 1960s. He completed his master's degree and became an executive director of the Anglican Church in the 1980s, which culminated in an Australian of the Year award in 1991. Despite his lack of accountability over the 2003 scandal, the Anglican Church of Southern Queensland sent its condolences to the Hollingsworth family.
In national news, the New South Wales government says that safe nursing levels are underway, which is part of its commitment to introduce adequate staffing for all public hospitals. Rollouts of more than 900 full-time staff will begin within the coming months to ensure a minimum of one nurse per four patients across multiple ward types. This action comes after repeated concerns were raised by the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, including issues of understaffing in regional communities, and after two escapes from mental health facilities earlier this year. Ryan Park, the state's health minister, stated that, quote, safe staffing levels is a historic reform to strengthen care. The government is now working with nurses and those first hospitals to benefit from this rollout.
Australia's shadow treasurer, Tim Wilson, has accused Labor with, quote, a bad faith budget. Wilson plans to take aim at the capital gains tax changes as negatively impactful and focus on the way this new budget continues to inflate living costs for citizens, startups, and small businesses. Following the proposals, Wilson will announce a campaign to support small businesses named Stand With Small, where he pledges a dedicated federal act for a single national definition and a maximum payment to small businesses from the government. From Wilson's perspective, the budget read like a narrative instead of focusing on numbers. Wilson speaks on the idea that the budget is not adequate for the 21st century and only makes it clear to innovators and the working class who the Prime Minister is. Quote, the guy in that group assignment that does none of the work but still takes the grade.
In international news, Russian leader Vladimir Putin has arrived in Beijing a week after U.S. President Donald Trump's visit, showcasing China's growing confidence in its place in the international system. Putin's visit has occurred during a difficult geopolitical climate regarding his leadership, with his, quote, strongman image fraying under the stress of Russia's growing economic instability. The Russian leader posted a video addressed to China on the eve of his visit, stating that China-Russian relations had reached, quote, unprecedented levels. The 25th official meeting between Putin and Xi was planned to deepen deals on energy cooperation and reduce China's reliance on the Strait of Hormuz, currently crippled under the ongoing U.S.-Iran war.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny, slightly cloudy. It's currently 7 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We're going to be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.